The ghost snapped Michael's eyes round to Richard. "Hugh," he said, "you wrote that article."
Yes.
"It moved me very greatly," said the ghost, with a sudden remorseful longing in his voice, which seemed to catch itself almost as much by surprise as it did its listeners.
"Oh, I see," said Richard. "Well, thank you. You didn't like it so much last time you mentioned it. Well, I know that wasn't you as such."
Richard sat back, frowning to himself.
"So," said Dirk, "to return to the beginning."
The ghost gathered Michael's breath for him and started again. "We were on a ship," it said.
"A spaceship?"
"Yes. Out from Salaxala, a world in, well, very far from here. A violent and troubled place. We, a party of some 9 dozen of us, set out, as people frequently did, to find a new world for ourselves. All the planets in the system were completely unsuitable for our purpose, but we stopped on this world to replenish some necessary mineral supplies. Unfortunately, our landing ship was damaged on its way into the atmosphere, damaged quite badly, but still reparable. I was the engineer on board, and it fell to me to supervise the task of repairing the ship and preparing it to return to our main ship. Now, in order to understand what happened next, you must know something of the nature of a highly automated society. There is no task that cannot be done more easily with the aid of advanced computerization, and there were some very specific problems associated with a trip with an aim such as ours.
Which was?" said Dirk sharply.
The ghost in Michael blinked as if the answer was obvious.
"Well, to find a new and better world on which we could all live in freedom, peace and harmony for ever, of course," he said.
Dirk raised his eyebrows.
"Oh, that," he said. "You'd thought this all out carefully, I assume."
"We'd had it thought out for us. We had with us some very specialized devices for helping us to continue to believe in the purpose of the trip, even when things got difficult. They generally worked very well, but I think we probably came to rely on them too much."
"What on earth were they?" said Dirk.
"It's probably hard for you to understand how reassuring they were, and that was why I made my fatal mistake. When I wanted to know whether or not it was safe to take off, I didn't want to know that it might not be safe, I just wanted to be reassured that it was. So instead of checking it myself, you see, I sent out one of the electric monks."